Hello and welcome to Program Notes for your North Carolina Symphony, an exclusive production of the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. I'll be reading the program notes for all of the Classical Music Series concerts by the North Carolina Symphony for the 2018-2019 season. The program notes I'm reading today are for the all Beethoven performances by the North Carolina Symphony on the following dates: Tuesday, September 25th at 7:30 p.m. at Riverfront Convention Center in New Bern; Wednesday, September 26th at 7:30 p.m. in Memorial Hall at UNC Chapel Hill; Thursday, September 27th at 8 p.m. in Lee Auditorium, Pinecrest High School in Southern Pines; Friday, September 28th at 12 noon in Maymandy Concert Hall, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh; and Saturday, September 29th at 7:30 p.m. at the Wilson Center, Cape Fear Community College in Wilmington. This concert will be conducted by the North Carolina Symphony's Associate Conductor, Wesley Schultz. The program for this concert series will be as follows. The symphony begins with Ludwig von Beethoven's Overture to Fidelio, Opus 72C. That will be followed by Beethoven's Suite from the Creatures of Prometheus, Opus 43. Then, following the intermission, the symphony returns to the stage to perform the Symphony No. 5 in C minor, Opus 67. I'll begin the reading of the program notes with the biography of Wesley Schultz, the associate conductor. Wesley Schultz was appointed North Carolina Symphony Associate Conductor in the 2017-18 season and is also music director of the Auburn Symphony Orchestra. Previously, Schultz served as music director of the Bainbridge Symphony Orchestra and the Seattle Festival Orchestra, and as director of orchestras at the University of Puget Sound. In the 2014-15 season, Schultz was the conducting fellow at the Seattle Symphony. Upcoming and recent conducting engagements include the Austin Symphony Orchestra, the Venice Symphony, Grand Junction Symphony Orchestra, and the Juno Symphony. Schultz made his Seattle Symphony debut in a sold-out performance with singer-songwriter Gregory Alan Isakoff, led seven world premieres at the Merriman Family Young Composers Workshop, and assisted with recordings for the symphony's Grammy-winning label Seattle Symphony Media. From 2009 to 2013, Schultz was the assistant conductor of the Brit Festival Orchestra, a professional summer orchestra in Jacksonville, Oregon. In addition to teaching at the University of Puget Sound and the Seattle Conservatory of Music, he has served as music director for both the Everett Youth Symphony Orchestras and the Bainbridge Island Youth Orchestra. From 2007 to 2011, Schultz directed the Texas Chamber Group, an ensemble he founded in Austin, Texas, dedicated to performing chamber orchestra works in creatively designed performant contexts. Schultz graduated magna cum laude with bachelor's degrees in percussion performance and music education from Ball State University, and doctoral and master's degrees in orchestral conducting from the University of Texas at Austin. When not on the podium, he can be seen hitting the pavement in preparation for his next marathon. The North Carolina Symphony begins with the Overture to Fidelio, Opus 72C. This, by the way, will be the opening work at all of the evening performances only. Ludwig von Beethoven was born December 16, 1770, in Bonn, Germany. He died March 26, 1827, in Vienna. The work was composed in 1814, and the first performance was May 26, 1814, in Vienna, conducted by the composer. Now here is the overview. Beethoven's only opera, Fidelio, underwent numerous major revisions before the composer arrived at the final version. The overture to the opera underwent even greater transformations. We have today four different overtures, all of them popular in the concert hall. The first three are called Leonore, numbers 1, 2, and 3, after the heroine's name and original title of the opera. The fourth is known as Fidelio, Leonora's pseudonym and Beethoven's final title of this opera. The complex plot is a paean to marital fidelity and political justice. Leonore disguises herself as a young man, Fidelio, to free her husband, Florestan, who has been incarcerated unjustly as a political prisoner. Beethoven's difficulties with the earlier versions of the overture, the three entitled Leonore, stemmed from the fact that they were too dramatic and explicit, following the trajectory of the plot by including themes from the opera, thereby giving away the most dramatic and exciting moments. The final version, the Fidelio Overture, is neither particularly dramatic nor closely related to the opera itself. Today, the opera is frequently performed with the Fidelio Overture before the opera and Leonore No. 3 as an interact between the two acts. This work was written for two flutes, two oboes, two clarinets, two bassoons, four horns, two trumpets, trombone, bass trombone, timpani, and strings. Next, the North Carolina Symphony performs the Suite from the Creatures of Prometheus, Opus 43, also by Beethoven. This work was composed in 1800 to 1801, and the first performance was March 28, 1801, at the Imperial Court Theater in Vienna. Now here's the overview. In 1800, Beethoven was still a stranger in Vienna, trying to establish his reputation at court. The ballet, The Creatures of Prometheus, was his first important commission. It was premiered in March of 1801 and achieved moderate success at first, receiving 20 performances in its first season and 13 in the second, but none thereafter. The overture, which quickly acquired an independent life, appeared in print in 1804 and remains the only part of the ballet that is frequently performed. It is rooted in the 18th century techniques and tradition, and has little relationship to the rest of the ballet. Since the original text and choreography are lost, the story, loosely based on Greek mythology, can be only partly reconstructed. It tells of Prometheus, an exalted spirit who, finding the people of the time ignorant, creates statues of a man and a woman to bring to life. He then takes the statues to Mount Parnassus, where various characters of antiquity instruct them in knowledge and the arts. The scenario, fortunately, deviates considerably from the myth in which Zeus punishes Prometheus for elevating man to the status of the gods by chaining him to a rock where a vulture visits him daily to eat his ever-regenerating liver. Well, unfortunately, the rigid conventions of Viennese theater did not mesh with Beethoven's rebellious spirit, and no further commissions for ballets ever came his way. Now, here's what to listen for in this. In the grand finale, number 16, Beethoven used a theme which he used again immediately thereafter in Contradances, which was one of the works outside of an opus, numbered 14, and subsequently twice more as the theme for the piano variations, opus 35, and the variations in the finale of his symphony number 3, the Eroica. It was written for two flutes, two oboes, two clarinets, basset horn, two bassoons, two horns, two trumpets, timpani, and strings. Then the North Carolina Symphony comes onto the stage to perform the Symphony No. 5 in C minor, Opus 67. This work was composed between 1804 and 1808, and the first performance was December 22, 1808, at the Imperial Theater in Vienna. Now here is the overview. The four most cliched notes in classical music were once the most revolutionary. For the first time, a rhythm rather than a melody became the main subject of a symphonic movement. and not merely as a first theme to be stated and picked up again for a while in the development and recapitulation sections. Beethoven wove the rhythm into the entire fabric of the first movement, and subsequently into the rest of the symphony. The motif first appears as a repeated demand, subsequently expanded into a genuine melody in the first theme. It recurs as a throbbing accompaniment in bass and timpani in the second theme, all the way to the final cadence of the exposition. Such an original symphonic structure did not come easily, especially to a composer who lacked the ever-ready melodic genius of a Mozart, Bach, or Haydn, who all produced copiously on demand. A collection of the composer's sketchbooks bears witness to the lengthy and often painful gestation of some of his greatest music. The Fifth Symphony took 4 years to complete between 1804 and 1808, but Beethoven had to eat, and during those 4 years, he also produced the Fourth Symphony, the Fourth Piano Concerto, the three Opus 59 string quartets, the Mass in C Major, and the Violin Concerto. Now here's what to listen for. Because the Fifth Symphony is now so familiar, it is difficult to think of it as innovative. But it was not only the integration of the four-note rhythmic motif into the entire fabric of the first movement that was new. The second movement, Andante con moto, involves its own kind of novelty. It is made up of two short contrasting themes, the first in dotted rhythm in the strings, the second a slow, almost military theme in the brass. Beethoven produces from the two themes a double set of variations, and it should be noted that the second theme contains, in augmentation, longer note values, the germinal four-note rhythm of the first movement. For the scherzo, Beethoven again prominently takes up the motivic rhythm in the horns, this time in augmentation. The trio is a fugue, and the repeat of the scherzo theme is scored for clarinet and bassoon over pizzicato strings playing pianissimo. Symphony No. 5 has frequently been referred to as a struggle from darkness to light. Not only does the symphony begin in C minor and end in C major, but also there's the magnificent transition between the third and fourth movements, a kind of sunlight breaking through the clouds, with violin stammering over the timpani as it throbs out the moto. The emergence into the triumphant finale paved the way for the symphonic writing of the future, including Beethoven's own Ninth Symphony, Mendelssohn's Third, the Scottish Symphony, and Brahms' First Symphony. The instrumentation for Beethoven's Fifth is piccolo, two flutes, two oboes, two clarinets, basset horn, two bassoons, contrabassoon, two horns, two trumpets, three trombones, timpani, and strings. The program notes were written and copyrighted in 2018 by Joseph and Elizabeth Kahn. You've been listening to program notes for your North Carolina Symphony, an exclusive production of the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I'll be reading all of the program notes from the classical music series of the North Carolina Symphony for the remainder of the 2018-2019 season. This program is available on demand as a podcast on the day before each concert series and will remain available for the remainder of the concert season. I'm George Douglas. Thank you so much for joining me today. We sincerely hope that listening to Symphony Notes will enhance your enjoyment of your North Carolina Symphony. Goodbye until next time.